69. Now back to Open House with Team Reba.
Welcome back to Open House with Team Reba. This is Eric Osnes from Home Street Bank.
And this is Reba Haas with Team Reba, RE/MAX Metro East Side. Ooh, you got a little hot on your mic there.
Yeah, I don't know what happened there, but man, it's on fire here. Well, good.
Well, what else is on fire?
Mortgage rates? They're doing good?
Sure.
Yeah.
The market's on fire in general, yeah.
Housing market's
on fire. I love how
fire.
You put a question mark on that. just bring it down.
In fact, the headline yesterday in the mortgage world was that mortgage rates steady near three-year lows. So we're still sitting just very, very good. Of course, every day we kind of bounce up a little bit, bounce down a little bit, but
that's normal.
You know, they're hanging right in there. 30-year fixed rate conforming conventional loans are hovering right around 3.75%. 15-year fixed rates,
pretty awesome.
It's still in the low threes.
Mm-hmm.
You could look at a 10-year fixed rate loan right now. Somebody that doesn't have too much left to go on their home, we're hovering right around 2.875%, and so the timing is still very, very good for interest rates. That is helping keep our housing market very strong.
Oh yeah.
And although the flip side to that is that the reason rates are low is not necessarily good news. It's because the economy is still not as strong as it could be nationally.
Right.
We happen to benefit from that national weakness locally, though, even though our economy is very strong here. We benefit from the low interest rates because those are pretty much created on a national basis. So you'll find some variations from place to place, but by and large, everything is very, very good right now. So good time to lock in those rates if you're have a home loan that's above, say, 4%. You should probably take a look at that. See if you can save yourself some money. Lower that.
I'm all about saving money.
Heck yeah. So good timing on all of that.
Yeah, absolutely. I know my husband and I are talking about buying other properties.
Mm-hmm.
I've got people still starting to ask me about investment and looking at rates and thinking, ooh, maybe I should still try and benefit from what's going on.
Yeah, and there's still good properties out there available, especially if you're looking for investment properties.
Yeah.
And if you look outside of the Puget Sound area, you can pick up some good bargains.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a fan of the vacation rental market. And
that's one of the things that we're looking at too. Mm-hmm. We're looking at future retirement, but use it as a rental in the meantime.
That's right. And that works out perfectly. I have the vacation rentals over on Hood Canal, which is a little slice of heaven over there. You know, if you're not familiar with it, it's about a 70-mile long fjord that comes in off the Pacific. I like to say fjord, but lots of saltwater oysters, good fishing. There's all kinds of activities to go on there. And this last weekend,
as long as it's not on your beach,
right? Well, that's right.
You're renting,
right? Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah, stop the trespassing.
That's right. Yeah, keep that to on the low key. But
yes.
But last weekend, we had guests over there that were, entertained all weekend by a pod of orca whales hanging out front playing
Were they doing a song and dance?
Well, they were more feasting.
They were entertaining
on
them?
Some of the local seals, I'm imagining.
Okay.
they seem to be pretty happy.
The ones who've been sitting on that floater thing that you've been going over to try and repair?
Right. I have a swim raft out front of the cabins, and it's a pretty big thing, and every night there's at least six or seven seals that raft up on that and sleep on it, and our guests that come out to the cabins think that's the coolest thing ever. Until about 4 o'clock in the morning, and then what'll happen is
barking.
Yeah, well, they don't bark. They make sort of surreal sounds. It sounds like something out of a horror flick. I mean, they hiss, they scream, they growl, they snort.
Sounds like my husband when he's asleep.
Yeah, I mean, they make really scary sounds sometimes. But what'll happen is
earplugs.
They'll all be sleeping.
I suggest earplugs.
Yeah. They'll all be sleeping, and then one will roll over and knock another into the water. And then there we go. You know, then it's all out mayhem, you know, as they kind of fight back for their positions. So, yeah, the things we have to put up with living in the Pacific Northwest, you know,
yeah.
Dealing with, you know, noisy seals and
I think I can deal with that. Right. I think I can continue dealing with that. I like that. I like that, actually.
Well, we're lucky
yes.
Living where
we're extremely
live.
Lucky.
Yeah.
We're very lucky. In fact, you know, our topic was about open houses, and mm-hmm. You're mentioning like being close to the water and all this mm-hmm. kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So kind of an odd segue, but we just got done doing an open house on Sunday out at Alkite.
Nice.
And I loved it because we have this great place. It's on 61st. It's 3036 61st Avenue Southwest. And it's this awesome 2010 built green design townhouse, and it's two blocks.
Oh, perfect!
From the main Alki
from
strip,
the main drag there.
Yeah, yeah, and so super close where you can put in kayaks and all that kind of stuff. So,
sure.
You know, just totally right in the center of a great area, but just far enough away that you're not dealing with the constant traffic.
Right,
right. Because when you're on that main drag, it can get really congested, right?
Right. I imagine if you're living right on it, it could get pretty old.
Oh, yeah. 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 I mean, that gets just packed full of cars. Yeah. And it's one of the few places it still looks like back when I was a kid in high school and we were
cruising.
Dragging Maine. Yeah, we were cruising the loop or, you know, that
right,
kind
right,
of thing.
Right. Yeah.
So it's about the only way I see that still legally happening around here.
That's a good point.
But, yeah. But I, you know, I get it because it's a beautiful area. It's got that great walkway. You yep. can go all the way back down over by where Salty's is, or you can head the
That's
other direction
right.
and go down to Lincoln Park. And yep. it's just gorgeous, yep. gorgeous area. So yep. we were there doing an open house, and it's been funny because as we've had a lot of new listings coming on, why I wanted to talk about this topic today is, we're having a little bit of a hiccup with a customer who doesn't seem to buy in to what's going on in the marketplace completely.
Sort of market denial?
Kind of.
Yeah.
It's an odd situation because, you know, I've been doing this since 2003, right? And we mm-hmm. watch the market conditions all the time, very, very closely. We're always paying attention to what are the marketing tools that are working today versus yesterday?
Of
what
course.
Do we think will be
yeah.
the future? That kind of thing. And if you had asked me in 2003 to do an open house, I'd have been like, no, thank you. I am not interested. Because the majority of the time that those were being done, it was almost purely for the marketing benefit of the agent and not really the house.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And I mean, that was for listeners who were on the younger side of things. Sorry, but that was way back in the day when you used to have to put an ad in the paper
right.
for your open house.
Right.
You didn't have all these great online tools that just boom on your phone and said, look, there's an open house that matches your criteria. You know, you had to go look for that stuff.
You had to go
right?
buy a paper.
You had to buy a paper, yeah. lay it out, get ink all over your hands and circle places
That's
and
right.
take it with you, right? I feel so antiquated. And that was only like 10 years ago.
Right.
So,
right.
yeah, so 10 years ago, I was like, bleh, no. Thank you. I don't even want to think about doing one of those. That's why would I want to spend my lovely Sunday afternoon sitting around doing that? And mostly because I also don't do dual agency.
Mm-hmm.
So
right,
it
right.
was just like, I don't want to be sitting there and then having this almost combative situation with somebody who's asking questions when I'm like, I can't represent you. I was like, yes, I can answer questions honestly. But if you're trying to, you know, extract information, at some point I'm just going to be like, no.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
You know, so no, we're not going there. And that just seemed kind of a recipe for disaster, it felt like. But there are some people who are really, really great at open houses because they love to convert buyers. Right.
Absolutely.
That's just all what their yep. plan was. Like, they didn't even care if they found someone for that house. They're like, I just need new buyers. And that was their deal. So what's been interesting is with technology affecting this industry and really disrupting it is what we're seeing, and most people don't think about how they personally are using it. Like, they're like, why wouldn't someone have this? Like, that just, well, because you're a stranger. You got to think about, okay, a seller is opening their house to the public. How often do you do that?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And who's coming through that door?
You know
nothing about them.
Right. You know nothing about them. True. You don't know if they can afford to buy your house. You don't. You have no details. What if they damage something? What if they get hurt on your property? What kind of person are they? Might they even try and do something on purpose? You know, who knows? Mm-hmm. There's all these. In fact, when I very first started, there was a conversation someone had of saying that their child really alerted them to the concerns of safety around open houses, because they were like, oh, is that the thing where you go, mommy, and you put all the signs to tell people you sit in a house by yourself?
Oh boy.
I was like, oh my gosh. You know, and I worry about safety and security with my clients. And we always have sit down conversations before we go on market of, you know, remove medicines or put them in places that are not accessible or where people wouldn't think, or, you know, make sure that anything that's of value is taken out, whether that's financial value to you or it's personal value.
Right.
Because I've heard of people, they weren't my customers, but I've heard of people who've lost things that someone picked up and walked out of their house with.
Of course. Yeah.
You know, and sometimes agents have had like their purses taken or a laptop or, you know, what have you. Right. So we always have, you know, questions of security. But if you set it up right, you can mitigate those things. Right.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
But with technology, everyone wants to be anonymous. And that in and of itself causes some issues, because now we have this push and pull of consumer demand. People want it now, but you still as a seller and the agent need to find that happy balance of doing what's needed to really sell the property properly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and in a market like ours, one of those things is, well, is an open house the right thing to do? So I want to make sure that in the next segment we get into that. And I want to open it up. If there's listeners out there and you have questions about this type of thing, this is a great time to bring it up. If you have from a consumer side or a seller side, but you can call us at 866-712-1300, or you can always reach us on our Twitter handles at Team Reba.
Or at Eric is my banker.
Yeah, absolutely. So I want to make sure that's out there. Or you can also send your questions. If you don't want to go on air, but you do want to bring this topic up and we can respond to you after the show, we also have the email info@teamreba.com. So I don't know. What do you think? Are you pro open house or are you con open house?
I think I lean more towards the pro open house. However, I don't know that it's as important as it used to be. Until you're really down to the serious, I'm looking super carefully part.
Okay.
Because the bottom line is you finally get to the end and the rubber hits the road. You've got to look at the house before you decide to buy it.
Yeah.
So let's talk about that when we come back on Open House with Team Reba.
Bring on the challenge.
Having open houses. Stay tuned.
Got a question? Call it in. 866-712-1300.